We continue our learning. We are in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Our Mishnah is going to continue with the Takanos of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. This is another Takana. He made a Takana that we take the Lulav for all 7 days after Churban Beis HaMikdash. He made a Takana that we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shachal B'Shabbos, in any place that has the Beis Din as well after Churban HaBayis. And here too, we're going to see a Takana of his. Says the Mishnah like this: Barishona Hayu Mekablin Edus. Originally, the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim would accept the testimony of the Edim that they saw the new moon all day. And this was true regarding any month. We'll see that this our Mishnah is speaking specifically about Elul, but that was the general rule. Even right before Shkia, if they came in and said, we saw the new moon last night, so Beis Din would now say that today is Rosh Chodesh, and retroactively last night was Rosh Chodesh, and the whole day today was Rosh Chodesh, based on that testimony. So if we're talking about that, it's the 30th of Elul, and Edim may be coming on the 30th of Elul. So Beis Din would have been Mekadesh, the Chodesh of that 30th day of Elul as Rosh Chodesh and as Rosh Hashanah. So we had to anticipate that the 30th of Elul would be Rosh Hashanah. By after the 29th, the night that night stopped, we had to follow all the laws. One of those things is we would have to cease from doing any malacha, and because the next day may actually be Rosh Hashanah, and we're waiting around that maybe the next day is Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah says here what happened. Pamachas nishto ha'edim ilavo. So one time the Edim delayed so much that they came right before it got dark. So the problem was not so much the morning, the problem was the afternoon, as the Mishnah will explain. And the Levim got confused what to do when it came to the song of the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. See, every day when they brought the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, the Levim would say the Shir Shel Yom. There was a Shir that was specific for Rosh Hashanah, but they would not sing that unless they knew it was Rosh Hashanah. By the afternoon, they always knew it was Rosh Hashanah. The Edim would generally would come, and they would come before the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. In the morning, though, very often they would sing the Shir Shel Chol, which is fine, but by the afternoon, they would always be ready to sing the Shir of Rosh Hashanah. So this year, the Edim didn't come. It was already the afternoon. It's time for the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. And they didn't know what to do. So that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. What shir? Should it be the shir of the Chag of Rosh Hashanah or a shir shel chol? Now, the Gemara has a machlok, is what it means v'niskalkulu. Some say they sang the shir shel chol, which was wrong, because a little bit afterwards, the Edim actually came, and it was really Rosh Hashanah, so should not have sung the shir shel chol. And others say, no, they didn't sing anything. Sheval tase adef, better to sit back and not do something wrong than not to do anything and do something wrong. But in the end, what's kilkulu? It means that they should have, since it was Rosh Hashanah, they should have had the song of Rosh Hashanah. So what happened was, after that story, Hitzkinu, they made a takana, Shaloyu Mekabalin Ela Ara Mincha. They would only accept the Eidos HaChodesh till Mincha time, until the Korban Tamid Shel Harbaim, because then we would know, we have to know whether today is Rosh, by then we'd have to know if it's Rosh Hashanah or not. If Edim did not come by that time, then what? Then it's a Yom Chol, and the next day is going to be Rosh Hashanah. That's just what it is. What if Edim came afterwards? So today should have been, the 30th of Elul should have been Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mishnah, doesn't matter. Even if Edim came from Mincha and on, after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, and they sang a Shir Shel Chol, Noagin Oso Hayom Kodesh Ulamachar Kodesh, they would still have to practice the rest of that day as a holy day, as Rosh Hashanah, even though if the Edim didn't come by Mincha time, we'd automatically say Elul is Me'ubar, Elul was 30 days, the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the 31st day is Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah, today is not Rosh Hashanah, but the Edim, I tell you, today is Rosh Hashanah. We ignore them. If that's the case, we're ignoring them, so then the rest of this day should be Chol. We sang the Shir Shel Chol for the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, so maybe we could start doing Malacha. The answer is no. You have to keep that day as Kodesh so that you don't have that problem of the next year. People are going to say, you know, last year we remember we kept the Kedusha of the Chag for no reason because after Mincha time, we're able to go back and do Malacha. So we don't want that to happen next year. So to avoid that zilzil, you keep the rest of the day of as Rosh Hashanah. Nonetheless, the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim had a Shir Shel Chol. The real Kiddusha Sachad for Tkiyas Shofar and Karbanos of the day and the Shir of Yontif was all going to be tomorrow. And that's what it means. Nagimoso Hayom Kodesh and Ulamachar Kodesh. Now Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, and there was no concern of Kilkol Hashir. There were no karbanos. So no songs. No, we're going to have this problem anyway of what carbon to bring or what song to sing. Other Rishonim say it was not so much the song, but it was the karban. Is this special musaf? Is it Rosh Hashanah? It's not Rosh Hashanah. So after the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to have this problem. So we really should be able to accept the Edim after Mincha Tam because there's no practical problem here. Nonetheless, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so here, he was misaking the following. He was misaking to go back to the original halacha. Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, sheyu mekabelin edus achodesh kol hayom, the entire 30th day of Elul, even if the Edim came right before Shkia, we can mekabel them, and mekadesh the 30th day, and make it Rosh Hashanah. And that's what he was misaking, because there's no reason after the Churban HaBayis to stop and not allow the Edim to come and testify from Mincha on. It's no problem anyway. So we would accept them even towards the end of the day. Now the Gemara in Beitz on Daf Dalet Amud Beis concludes that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai admits that if Edim come from Mincha and on, now, hold on. He said we can accept the Edim all day. That's true, even after Shkia Sachama, but the Gemara comes to the conclusion that even Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says if Edim came from Minchon on, Noagim Oso Hayom Kodesh Lumachar Kodesh. Meaning what? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, so what did he change? He's basically doing what they did when they had a Beis HaMikdash, when there was a problem of Kilkel. So the answer is that all he instituted was that we're going to accept the Edus HaChodesh all day. For what purpose? Regarding Rosh Chodesh. That would mean that the 30th of Elul would now be the first of Tishrei, as it should be, because we accepted the Edim, even though it's very close to the end of the day. Today is the 30th day of El Tlez Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and therefore all of the Moadim that would follow that pattern that the 30th of Elul was, the earlier day, was Rosh Chodesh. But regarding Rosh Hashanah, the Takana was never uprooted. And if Edim came from Mincha and on, they would celebrate 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So here, the old Minog was still in place. And that's what happened today, that we also celebrate 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, and the second of Tishrei. We call that Yom HaArichta, one long day, and they have Kiddusha Achas. But this all was based on this Takana, where Rosh Hashanah was going to be, we know Rosh Chodesh when it was. Nonetheless, that's regarding Rosh Chodesh that we're going to accept them. But regarding Rosh Hashanah, no, we're going to have 2 days. We're going to say Osayom Kodesh, Olamachar Kodesh. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rav Yishuv ben Karcha, Va'odzos Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai regarding Kiddush HaKodesh. Another thing he was misaking, Shafilu Rosh Beis Din B'chol Makom. Even if the head of the Beis Din was not in the place where the Sanhedrin was, he went somewhere else. Shelo Yehu Ha'edim Holchim Elo L'makom Havad. Even though the Ikar Mitzvah's Kiddush HaKodesh is dependent on the Rosh Beis Din, as we learned in the Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudash, nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted that we shouldn't be matriach the Edim to go to the place where the Rosh Beis Din is. Rather, they go to the Makom Avad. What's the Makom Avad? That's where the Beis Din sits. And the Beis Din will accept the Edim and Mimikadosh the Chodesh even without the Rosh Beis Din, without his presence. That was another takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Okay, Perek Dalet Mishnah. Hey, this we're familiar with. This is the davening of Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Torah says Zichron Trua, which is the source that we have a mitzvah to speak, to recite psukim that are related to zikaron, to Hashem remembering us on this chag. We have the word trua, which is shofros, the source that we're supposed to recite psukim about the shofar. And it says, V'hayu lachem lizikaron lifnei elokechem, pasukin by Mimyar Perek Yod, Ani Hashem elokechem, what is Ani Hashem elokechem? That is Hashem's malchus, that along with zichronos and shofros, we should have malchios along with them, psukim. And the Braisa in the Gemara brings, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imru lefanai brash Hashanah malchios, zichronos, and shofros. Why do I want to say these, as we'll see, 10 psukim of malchios, 10 of zichronos, 10 of shofros, malchios, kideshetam luchini aleichem. So you appoint me as your sovereign king. Zichronos, kidei sheyale zichronoichem lefanai letova. So I remember you for good. Ubameh bishofar. And how am I going to do this? How will you be mamlich me? How will I remember you? Through the blowing of the shofar. Sifri also says, maru chacham lomar malchios tchilav achachach zichronos and shofros. Why is malchios first, then zichronos and shofros? Ela hamlichei walecha tchilav. So first, you should coronate Hashem. Va'achar kach ba'kesh milefonav rachamim k'dei she'tizok kerlo. So then you should ask for rachamim. So he remembers it. Ubameh, how do we do that? Ba'shofar. Vein shofar el shel cheros. The shofar we're speaking about, it says the Sifri, the shofar of cheros, ha'mishayo perichav zayin, v'ayo ba'meu yitaka b'shofar gadol. So our mission is coming to teach us that Malchios, as we'll see, although it's incorporated into the Shmona Esrei, it's not its own bracha. It's included in another bracha. And that's which bracha? That's subject to the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that we'll say Malchios in the bracha of Kedushas Hashem. So we'll say the 10 psukim of Malchios and then conclude with HaMelech HaKadosh. And because Kedusha and Malchios are really one theme. And Rabbi Akiva holds, no, we say it in the Kedusha Sayom. Maybe we say the Psukim of Malchios, and then we conclude the Bracha, Mikadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron, as opposed to Zichronos, which has its own Bracha, Zocher HaBris, and Shofros, which has Kiyat HaShomeah, Kol Teras HaMoseh Brachamim. Malchios does not have its own concluding Bracha. Says the Mishnah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Hey, say their Brachos. So what is the order of the Tfilas Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, where we blow the Shofar along with it, either during the Silent Shmona Esrei, or during the Chazaras Hashatz, Omer Avos, you begin with obviously Avos, which Magen Avraham, Ugvuros, which is a Tagibor, which ends with the Chameh HaMesim, Ukedushas Hashem, and which is a Takadosh, and Kadosh Atavad Arash Shemecha, which is on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Noraim, the Kolel Malchios Imahen. So here the Tanakama holds that I include, I don't end with HaMelech HaKadosh yet, I say the Psukim of Malchios from Aleinu Lishabeach. As we know, we have the Psukim of Malchios until Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech Malchuso Bakol Mashallah. And then I get into the paragraph of Kedusha Sayom and then I end with HaMelech HaKadosh. Then Veino Tokea, but I don't blow the shofar. We do not blow the shofar after the Malchios, after the Kedusha Sashem, according to the Tanakama. Kedusha Sayom, then you say Atovach Hartanu Batiten Lanu, and you end with Baruch Hashem Kadeshol V'Yom Azikaron V'Tokea. And the end of Kedusha Sayom, you blow the shofar. Zichronos. Then you begin with Atah Zocher Maaseh Olam, and you end with Zocher, the Baruch Hashem Zocher Abris, Vitokeh, and you blow a second time. Shofros, which begins with Atah Neglesa Baran Kivodecha, and then you end with Baruch Hashem Shomea Kultras HaMoyisel Barachamim, Vitokeh, and you blow the third time. V'omer, and then you conclude the davening as we normally do. Avoda, which is Ritzei, V'hoda, which is Modim Til Atoshim Cholachan Elodos, Ubirkas Koanim, and the Baruch which follows, of course, which is Sim Shalom, and Hamvarechas HaMoyisel Barachamim. Shalom. This is all, says the Mishnah Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says that Malchios is included with the bracha of Kedushas Hashem. And the blowing of the shofar is not after Malchios and Kedushas Hashem, but after Kedushas Hayom. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, im eino tokel Malchios, lama hu mazkir, meaning, if they add in Malchios in the tefillah, obviously, based on the introduction, certainly, that should include a tekiah shofar that follows, just like we blow after Zichronos and Shofros. And the Gemara says, lama hu mazkir, meaning the 10 psuk of Malchios, along with Zichronos and Shofros, if Malchios is going to be different regarding tekiah shofar, maybe it should be different regarding the nusach of the tefillah as well. Maybe it shouldn't have all those psukim. And if it does, then we should blow afterwards. Ella, rather, says Rabbi Akiva, this is the order. Omer Avos, Ugvuros, Ukedushas Hashem, and you end with HaMelech HaKadosh, and there's no Malchios there at all. That's regular. V'kolel Malchios im Kedushas Hayom, meaning you start Atavach HaRtanu, and after you mention the Karban Musaf, you say, you begin with Malchios, Alinu Shabeach, and then you end Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech HaKol Aretz, Mekadesh Shel, Yom HaZikaron, and that's certainly appropriate. But the melech is for the malchios. If you remember, according to Melech Menuri, we mentioned that the nusach of the bracha would say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mikadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron, like we would do on a yontif, or on Shabbos. But here we add on, he's melech HaKol HaAretz. That's the malchios, and Mikadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron, which is the Kiddushos Hayom. Then Vitokeya, then I blow the shofar, says Rabbi Akiva. Here at least the tkiya is following the malchios, and the Kiddushos Hayom, of course, but it's following the Malchios. Zichronos Vitokea, Shofros Vitokea, Vomer Avodah Vahudah, Ritzei and Modim, Uberkas Kohanim.